BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
From the makers of the Battersea Poltergeist, a new podcast series for BBC Radio 4. Uncanny.
There was a very strong sense of pure, distilled evil coming from this figure.
Presented by me, Danny Robbins.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Have you seen one?
Yes. And the ghost that I think I saw was my best friend.
Real-life stories of the supernatural, told by the people they happen to. How did you feel living in that house?
Terrified. Absolutely terrified. I could have taken moving objects any day, but the knowledge that there's someone in the room with you, just horrible.
I'm Danny Robbins. Earlier this year, I made the Battersea Poltergeist, which told a real-life ghost story. As part of it, I asked people listening to send me their own experiences. Hundreds of people sent me stories of strange encounters, things that have haunted them for the rest of their lives. Now, my new series, Uncanny, lets these people tell their stories.
I just grabbed my stuff and I legged it out of there, and I just thought, I do not care about my possessions. There is no way in hell I'm ever stepping foot back into that apartment.
How frightening was this experience?
So frightening, I didn't sleep for months.
15 episodes, released weekly from October the 20th. Each one is a new case I'll be trying to solve.
There are things flying around all over the place. You can't see them because it's pitch black. So, you know, it's absolutely terrifying.
This was the first time I acknowledged that we may have a ghost. And I explained what I'd seen, and Mum looked at me and said, "We've got a poltergeist."
And it's not just ghosts. I'll also explore stories of other strange encounters.
We were able to see it silhouetted against the night sky. I remember thinking at the time, oh my God, what is it? Is it going to see us? There was this absolutely overpowering stench. It was the most disgusting smell I've ever smelled in my entire life.
As I'm approaching it, I realised what I was looking at wasn't anything I'd ever seen before. It was hovering about 5 foot off the ground, just hanging there.
This is the biggest investigation into the paranormal ever.
My unwelcome guest who rattles round my head.
So, are you team believer or team skeptic?
There's a problem at the heart of all of this, isn't there? That what you are describing is impossible.
Yeah. And I wouldn't believe it of someone else. But it did happen.
Was this the most frightening thing that's ever happened to you?
Yeah. Some people believe it, some people don't. That's fine, but I know it happened. I know what I saw.
Subscribe to Uncanny on BBC Sounds.